Jesus introduces the sandwich prayer, praise, petition, praise. Isn't it interesting that Christians have been praying this prayer for 2,000 years, and yet most Christians do not know the name of the Holy Spirit Father? Oh yes, some Christians will give you a litany of names from the Old Testament, especially Yahweh, but still refer to him as God, which is just a title, or Father, which is just a role. When Jesus spoke these words to his disciples, he was leading them to a monumental truth. They were still trying to understand who this man was, so he could not have held on to them if he told them that the name of the Father was Jesus, and that the Father was standing before them and speaking to them. So Jesus instructs them to pray to the Father and hallow his name without telling them the Father's name. The disciples, like Christians today, either assume the name to be Yahweh or Lord or God. It was only at the end of his ministry, before going to the cross, that Jesus told them who he is, who the Father is, and what the Father's name is. John 14:6-14. Though he had laid down many hints, John 1:18, John 5:37, John 10:30, we are to refer to the Holy Spirit Father of Christ Jesus using his name, which is Jesus. We are to ask the Holy Spirit Father for what we need using the name of Jesus, John 14:13, John 15:16, and John 16:23.